Simmering tensions are boiling over as communities watch their friends, family, neighbors, and employees get swept up in President Donald Trump's mass deportation agenda. So when federal agents made another raid on immigrants Friday, arresting some 44 people in L.A., they were met with protests. Video shows police throwing flash bangs to disperse a crowd as demonstrators chanted, "Set them free, let them stay, and ICE out of L.A." Other video shows police using some sort of chemical agent like pepper spray. Authorities say out of the 118 immigrants arrested in recent raids, 5 were linked to criminal organizations or had criminal histories, fueling the discontent over immigration raids. Federal agents also arrested a prominent labor leader who was documenting their actions. The Los Angeles Police Department said the protest was largely peaceful, but tensions further escalated when ICE agents went to Paramount City the next day, Saturday, to conduct arrests of migrant men at a Home Depot. More protests ensued. Video of agents firing flash bang grenades, tear gas, and projectiles have gone viral, including the firing of dozens of projectiles on a single protester. Other video shows protesters throwing rocks at ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement vehicles. People block streets and a car was set on fire. It's unclear how. In response, President Donald Trump called in the National Guard. The first time in 60 years a president has commandeered the National Guard without a governor's request. Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass advised against the move, saying it would escalate tensions. And it did, as thousands of protesters hit the streets Sunday, shutting down highways, some engaging in property destruction. 2 cars were set on fire, including a CHP SUV and an autonomous vehicle. Again, federal agents deploying tear gas and flash bang grenades. Federal agents also fired on an Australian TV news reporter. Sunday, Mayor Bass said Trump was escalating and causing chaos.
What we're seeing in LA is chaos caused by the administration. People should exercise their right to protest. That's their First Amendment right. But people should also exercise that right peacefully. We do not want to play into the administration's hands. When you raid Home Depot and workplaces, when you tear parents and children apart, and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic. And deploying federalized troops is a dangerous escalation.
Los Angeles police also stepped in. Video shows officers beating protesters with batons. President Donald Trump cited rebellion and told reporters Sunday he could deploy the National Guard to other cities protesting his mass immigration agenda and escalated rhetoric against the protesters.
When they spit at people, you know, they spit. That's their new thing. They spit, and worse, you know what they throw at them, right? And when that happens, I have a little statement. They say, they spit, we hit.
He did not cite any specifics and said 500 Marines are also on standby. Now they're also being deployed. Critics point out Trump refused to deploy National Guard troops during the deadly January 6, 2021 Capitol attack, but his border czar is now threatening to arrest lawmakers should they interfere with immigration actions. Tom Homan spoke on Fox News.
They have a cross line, but they're not above the law either. If they commit a crime, they certainly will ask for prosecution.
The hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy.
Newsom, speaking on MSNBC Sunday night, had this response.
And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
He also posted a letter on social media signed by every single Democratic governor in the country, saying the president's attempt to militarize California is an alarming abuse of power. While California is not alone in the discontent over Trump's mass immigration agenda, it might just be the flashpoint. While the National Guard is in Los Angeles protecting federal buildings, protesters are hitting the streets for a fourth day. Activists in New York City are calling for daily protests. And in Chicago Sunday, immigrant rights advocates also rallied, calling on local police to stop aiding immigrant enforcement actions. Solidarity protests are planned in at least 18 other U.S. cities. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.